Hello, and welcome to KTQA.org. Well, not KTQA.org, but KTQA Daily Briefing. I'm Becky, and as you might be hearing, it's just my voice today. Sam's taken a well-deserved day off, so of course I'm a little bit, a little bit scattered here behind the board, because here we are in our homespun studio while we are all staying at home and broadcasting remotely. I want to wish everyone a happy National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day, because that's apparently a thing today. It's also National Cheddar Fries Day. There's also lots of different kinds of fun days going around. I want to give a shout out to Patriots Day, which is from my home state of Massachusetts, celebrating some of our independence from lots of different things. And while we are all independently here listening in to the radio, or staying at home and staying healthy or doing important work as an essential worker, I want to welcome you to KTQA Daily Briefing. As always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language, and dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can visit the United Way online at wa211.org. Not too many updates and announcements specific to today, but I do want to let everyone know that in Washington State, gyms and fitness centers statewide must allow customers to cancel their memberships at any time for any reason. Members are entitled to refunds of any unused portion of fees or dues within 30 days of the gym receiving cancellation requests in writing. Anyone experiencing problems canceling fitness memberships may contact the state attorney general at atg.wa.gov or by calling 360-753-6200. An announcement for Pierce County: yard waste drop-off for Pierce County residents living outside of Tacoma will be allowed Tuesdays and Wednesdays 9 to 11 a.m. starting tomorrow, April 21st. Payments are limited to major credit cards with no cash exchange allowed at this time. Details are available at piercecountywa.gov/recycle or by calling 253-798-2179. I know yesterday, Sunday, we had talked about yard waste being accepted for City of Tacoma residents. You can go to daily.ktqa.org and always access any of our previous day's episodes of the Daily Briefing with all of the announcements that we read written out. So we always have a transcript of our reads and our updates available. You can look at each of the different episodes, click on that title, and it'll bring you to the full information underneath that. And without further ado, I thank you for bearing with me, and I think we'll go to today's interview. With me today is Mindy Barker. She is the owner of a one-woman Tacoma-based art business specializing in custom interior and exterior murals, trompe-l'oeil, and custom paintings.
Trompe-l'oeil.
And trompe-l'oeil. That is a little borrowed French word, right? So I want to make sure
it
I got
is.
That one right. Custom paintings, original artwork. Thank you so much, Mindy, for joining us on KTQA Daily Briefing. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me here.
So where might Tacomans be familiar with some of your work prior to the stay-at-home order?
I actually have a few murals in town. One is on 17th and Tacoma Avenue, South 17th, and also one on South 14th and MLK. And I also have the utility boxes. So those are all around town. And then there's, in Gig Harbor, there's a mural in the new Fred Meyer. And there's one on Broadway, actually, near McMinniman's.
Nice. I want to talk about the water, soil, and air mural that went up because it's so adorable and cute with these three animals. Can you kind of describe and take us through visually what you might see when you're looking at the water, soil, and air mural?
Yeah. And that one, again, is the one on Broadway. I was asked by the neighborhood to submit design, and they wanted to be very colorful, no words, and nothing political. And so I decided, and because it's such a long stretch, I did, the background is very colorful, but it represents what I see in my mind is the shape of life. So it's my interpretation of the shapes of life, whether you see it in cell work or in maybe in minerals that are in the soil, how they composite together. All different shapes have that similar look for life. And so then the other element to that, that's just the background. And then there's three different animals. To the left, the far left is an otter, and that's actually to represent water or the sea. The middle one is a bear, and that one represents soil or the earth. And the far right one is an owl, and that represents sky and air. So those three elements.
I was reading up on it, and the bear isn't just a bear. It's a specific bear that you were paying homage to. Can you tell us a little bit about Jack the Bear? Because this was a piece of Tacoma history that I was completely unfamiliar with.
Yeah, supposedly, I mean, through history, it's been written about that there was this bear that was raised by, as a cub, it was raised by a family in the Tacoma Hotel, which is where, oh my gosh, I can't remember the big building where the big company that has all the people that left for Seattle. I can't remember what their names are right now.
Is that the Russell Building?
Yes. Thank you. Yes, it's right where the Russell Building is now. There was a hotel there that it actually ended up burning down. But when it was first built and it was running for quite a few years, there was a bear that was hand-fed by this family. And so everyone, like patrons and people that came in and stayed in Tacoma, they would see this bear that was in this hotel. And sooner or later, this bear was so familiar with people that it, and I guess comfortable, that it would actually drink beer in their bar. and so, yeah, so people all over would come and see this bear. And then I guess sometimes he would wander the streets. But unfortunately, the sad part of the story is that he did start wandering the street, and a policeman that didn't know who he was shot him. And it was a huge uproar about it. Everyone was very, very upset. And I think it might have been one of the catalysts for the Humane Society in this area. There was actually a couple killings of animals in the area that people got upset about. But that was one of the points. They were like, okay, we got to start protecting the animals around. So
fascinating little bit of Tacoma history that I guess with the mural, you're able to return at least the image of Jack the Bear to something, you know, within the city, but amongst all of that really colorful background of sort of natural life.
Thank you. And I do these big animals primarily. I mean, the subcontext to the whole thing is that these are animals that are looking directly at us, at the audience, and they're almost pleading for us to take part in nature and to preserve nature. It's a way to get people's attention. People love looking at the animals straight in their faces. So I'm hoping that, like, subconsciously, maybe that's working on people a little bit to be, you know, to take care a little bit more, maybe perhaps, of our planet.
I love it. And, you know, it did occur to me, all of your animal murals, and some of them you have not just in downtown Tacoma, but the one up in Fred Meyer, they're like looking straight at you head on, right? Dead on.
Exactly.
And can you talk a little bit about the Fred Meyer one? Because that is just like this, a mix of nature, just all churning together. That's really quite beautiful.
Thank you. You know, that's a mural that is very narrative. So it's, the whole thing is about Gig Harbor and the history of Gig Harbor. But I started with a round of wood. So you see the grain of the wood going in a circle, just like the growth rings. but everything echoes off those rings. So everything in it will either go left to right from the rings. So the water, the octopus's arms and whatnot, and everything goes off of that. So that's what I started with. I did want to have those elements of those animals looking straight at the audience again to bring you into the plane of the story here. And it kind of really goes left to right in chronological order, really, from nature all the way through to our more modern times on the right-hand side. So it was fun.
I love that you said that the rings are like the growth rings within a tree, because mm-hmm. I was seeing it as the waves that would go out if you dropped like a pebble in the water. And I think mm-hmm. there's echoes of both of those in there.
That's true. That's observant of you. Yes, I intentionally did that too with the water part, so that those rings did go out. But the main one is an echo of that. It's like a third into the picture plane is a round of wood.
So apart from these installations that you have that really mimic nature and give homage to history and are connected with the Pacific Northwest, you also, I've seen, have a lot of things that are just colorful designs and words, especially with the Rapid Murals project that has really just sprung up in Tacoma for the businesses that have been boarded up temporarily during the stay-at-home order. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's a fun thing to do, to keep us artists busy. and what it is, it's actually incorporated two entities mostly. It's SpaceWorks is overseeing the whole project, but Downtown Tacoma Partnership is providing the financing part of the end of things, and they're also coordinating it also. But so they're really great. They have a really good partnership, those two organizations. So they came to me, and they've come to many artists and asked, mostly full-time artists. I think everyone has been a full-time artist in Tacoma. And some of us are on a roster, and so I think they picked us up from that, too. They came up with three different designs. All of us are two to three. I came up with three different ones. And they asked if anyone has boarded up their storefronts, and it's not because they're out of business. People are very worried that that's what this means. It's more of a crime prevention thing, and that's why we're deemed essential for this little bit of painting we're doing. It is mostly to protect the windows and whatnot if something were to happen. And I don't know if anything has happened, but they are, I think, being more preventative. But anyways, if a storefront, a store wants something painted, then they could look at the different designs and then pick something as a design. Or, you know, they're trying to give spread around the different, so everyone gets a chance to do some murals. So it's kind of a neat process, really. And it's so quiet on the streets. It's kind of fun to, you know, people just kind of pass by and say a little something, but it's quite different than when I'm normally on the streets painting. But
which one have you done so far?
I finished one on Opera Alley at the Union Salon on Opera Alley. And it has a love, so it says love in the center. And then there's actually rays coming off of that. So it's like radiating love is the idea. And there's these two center rays that come out from that too. So it's like, it's just pretty much like radiating love. This is the point of it, really. It's a pretty simple design.
Now, I think you've also done some works called strata discs. Those might have been on display. I think I saw them maybe at the Swiss. Were those part of the installation at the Swiss pub? What is a strata disc? Is that like a specific set of art? Is that like a series that you've named strata discs?
Yeah. So I first started these, probably in, 2005 or so. It was my idea was just to reuse something. So I started doing designs on, believe it or not, compact discs. And I always put a magnet on the back. And the whole idea was art for small spaces. So you could I also made a little hanger for your wall. So you could just it had a magnet on it. You could put it anywhere, but it was for little spaces. So then, people were downsizing so much and moving around so much, I figured, well, this is kind of a fun little thing that you could put art anywhere. It's like a little mini art. Well, that then kind of morphed into doing a little bit bigger circles out of wood. And all these are covered with paper. And they're all original art. Everyone's individual to itself, but so I just started doing it. But the idea behind the concept of strata discs is that I'm kind of fascinated with soil and how soil is a kind of a timeline. Of course, it's a timeline. And just the way that time is compressed in the different layers of time. And sometimes I just think, oh my gosh, I'm a huge gardener. So I'm thinking, oh, what kind of little creatures are in the soil that I can't see? You know, there's just tiny things, of course, in there that, so I like to imagine all the, you know, well, things that are in the soil, like mycelium and all the different structures and whatnot, but then these little creatures that live within that. So they represent those like snippets of or those samples of soil that I kind of imagine.
I remember them being sort of this really interesting cross between something that looks like almost like something you'd see under a microscope slide, but then also yeah. very whimsical and almost Muppetish or something.
Oh, thanks. I like that description. Well, it started with I did a solo show at the Fulcrum Gallery about 2010, and I did do a whole show. It had to do with microscopic, like microscope. Like slides that you would see. It was all done in glass and paint and transparent photographs. And my idea was that I sometimes think of my memories as are like a landfill where you just kind of throw in all these memories and it just kind of piles up, just like it does in soil. But some of it decomposes. Some of your memories you don't remember anymore. But then every once in a while, there's like this really vivid image that you have in your head. This was representing kind of a slice of my brain, like if I were to put it on a slide and kind of be able to see through it, you'd have like these bright areas where there's a photo of something, like a real image that came through. So that's interesting you said that. Yeah, that's also the genesis of a Stratodisc was also that also.
How cool. If I could take another little slice of your brain just for a second here, I want to know what your favorite thing about Tacoma is unrelated to art.
Unrelated to art. Well, I mean, I do have to say that I have dabbled in drumming for quite a long time, and because I've been so involved with the art scene or the music scene in the past, I don't know if it's so much things. Not a lot of things are happening right this moment, but Tacoma has a huge history of music, and I think that would probably be my other just love of Tacoma, other than the nature and the people here and the water and all these other things. But the music in this area and the history of music in this area is quite vast if you just start looking into it. And there's a lot of people creating. In fact, in my house right now, I live with my brother, and he's upstairs literally making music right now. And up in his, where he lives, I can hear him doing tracks up there. Both of my brothers are actually up there right now singing and doing tracks. So it's constant, the music making around here. I don't know if it's the rain or whatnot, but people tend to want to hunker down and make music. So,
Well, how can folks learn more about your work, Mindy?
You could visit my website at www.mindybarker.com. I also have an Instagram it's under Mindy Barker Designs. Other than that, you just go and see my stuff out in the wild, really. See that stuff. And I don't have a Twitter. I'm not really into that kind of thing. I have a Facebook, but it's not very exciting. It's kind of everything that's on Instagram's on there, and that's not super exciting. But those two other things, yeah.
Gotcha.
And well, I do want to say that I do have another project for the Rapid mural with the storefront. This will be on straight from Philly. So that's down on Commerce. I just want to say that it's about that they've also are having somebody do something. So just for them in the whole program. I love it.
So cool. Maybe as we are out taking our neighborhood strolls, we'll mm-hmm. come across and encounter some of your work. Mindy Barker is the owner of a one-woman Tacoma-based art business specializing in custom interior and exterior murals. Thank you so much for joining me today, Mindy.
Thank you. Really, really had a lot of fun. Thanks.
You've been listening to KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember that dialing 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line will get you info. Dialing 211 for statewide community resources is cool. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text. Thanks for bearing with me, Becky, as we work today.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.